There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, PhD, author of over 30 books, broadcaster over two decades. Dr. Norm Shealy, surgeon of the year, brain surgeon. Dr. Shealy, there's a story that we just heard at the top of the hour news, and let's give you a little more information about this. So in Texas, there was a state trooper, Texas state trooper, who tried to pull a motorist out of her car. This motorist was a 28-year-old. Her name was Sandra Bland. So as I read this story, Sandra Bland was trying to avoid a police car. So she changed lanes. And she got pulled over because she changed lanes to avoid this police car. And she didn't use her signal. So she was pulled over. And she was ordered out of her car. And she seemed to not to want to get out of her car. She was smoking and she did not want to stop smoking. The cop said that if she didn't, he would light her up as he held his stun gun. She was arrested. She was put in jail. And she was found dead in her jail cell, hung by a trash bag in her jail cell. Now, it seems to me the police are becoming more and more aggressive. I've seen it. I saw on my way to Chicago a police car pursuing another car at a high rate of speed on a curve on a multiple lane highway. Absolutely dangerous situation. Did not have to occur. Put everybody around this police car in pursuit in danger. Okay? That protecting and serving stuff, I'm not buying it. So now we have this woman who was pulled over for not using her signal, and now she's dead a few days later after she was put in jail. Dr. Shealy, I guess my question is, do people just kill themselves for being put in jail, or do they try, in your experience, do you see people just taking their lives at the drop of a hat? Because that's what this seems like to me. I'm not buying that she killed herself. I think she was probably murdered.
Well, I agree. Statistically speaking, common sense speaking, I think that she is a police murderer.
And we have in our little county, here in the middle of nowhere, in the state of Missouri, we have had people in jail here in our county that have hung themselves. I'm not buying that either. I'm buying that these are people that the system just had a problem with, and we can get away with murdering people. The system can get away with murdering people because the people who would be investigating all this are the people who are involved in the murdering of people.
Yep.
And Larry Nichols, who has joined our faculty, yesterday, he said something that we have been saying here on USA Prepares. We've been saying for quite a while now. We've been saying there's nobody to call. There's nobody to call because the people you would be calling are the people who are committing the crimes. The terrorists, the domestic terrorists, are the blue coats. The guys in these uniforms, those are the domestic terrorists as I see them. Well, that's just part of the domestic terrorists. We have the politicians who are domestic terrorists. We have the military who are domestic terrorists as well. They've got us scared to death. That is terror. So my question is, Dr. Shilley, I'm seeing more and more suicides. Now, I'm not saying this is a suicide, but I'm seeing more of them. And isn't suicide a deliberate thing? Doesn't somebody think about this for a long, long, long time? Or do they just say, nah, that's it, boom, and kill themselves?
I would think under most circumstances it's something they've brooded about for quite a while. You know, I don't know because, unfortunately, you can't question them unless they've committed suicide.
Right.
But in general, it looks as if it ought to be something that it took a great deal of deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have sent around this idea that there have been about 10 alternative physicians who have been had mysterious suicide in the past month.
Yes.
And like one of them, theoretically, a gunshot wound to the chest on the side of a river. Drowned in the river right after being shot in the chest. I mean, that's a bizarre way to commit suicide. And so I've told all my friends, if I'm found dead and they say it's suicide, I didn't do it. There is no circumstance under which I would commit suicide.
And you've said that publicly on the air, and so have I. I am not going to commit suicide as well. So if we're found dead...
it's murder.
By strange circumstances, it's murder. That's what we're saying. Dr. Shilley, one of our instructors has been targeted by the Department of Justice. He was at the Get Prepared Expo, and he announced this on the air with us within the last month. And he's going to be back again and again. And he's been in practice for 35 years. He's been targeted because, and he's found this out, because he is an alternative practitioner. He's advocating natural remedies. He's advocating the avoidance of injections, immunization-type injections, shots that seem to have negative effects on people, seem to be linked to Alzheimer's and other conditions. And because of that, he has been targeted by the Department of Justice. So you mentioned these 10 physicians. Well, we have one of our own that's been targeted. Well, more than one. Have you come under pressure for some of the things that you've been saying, Dr. Shilley?
Not that I'm aware of.
Other than your obituary.
Yeah, that was very, you know, many, many, many decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a threat that never got carried out.
Mm-hmm. There is a guy called Dr. Death, and he has developed this machine to allow you to commit suicide. And basically, you're asked three questions. And the question, let me see if I can bring it, my computer's a little slow. You're asked three questions before you put this mask on, and it will deliver a lethal dose of gas. It's 9% carbon monoxide, 91% nitrogen, and you either have a face mask on or nasal prongs if you want to die. And you're asked three questions by this machine, and that the answering of the yes to these three questions will turn on the gas and you're going to die. And I'm trying to find the questions. The three questions are you aware that if you go ahead with the last screen and press the yes button, you will be given a lethal gas and die? Question number two, are you certain that you understand that if you press the yes button on the next screen, that you will die? Question number three, in 15 seconds, you will be given a lethal gas. Press yes to proceed. That's it. So now in Europe, it seems that it is not against the law to commit suicide. And, you know, and how would you be prosecuted anyway if you're successful? But it seems that we're not necessarily encouraging suicide, but we're saying, you want to do it, go ahead. I have a problem with this.
Well, I do too. I just don't know what the answer is for society in general. If it's like all the other radical changes in society that are taking place, the politically incorrect nonsense, the fact that Oregon, I think, is the only state that allows elective suicide at the moment, it'll sweep the country.
And I think there's a relationship, a correlation among antidepressants, the pressures of the financial pressures that so many people are under, Dr. Shealy. People are losing their homes, they're losing their cars, they're being foreclosed upon. We're doing things to our friends that we would, and our customers that we would not ordinarily do. I'm talking about cheating them. Things that we wouldn't do because the economy is in such peril. I think all of this is spiraling down to more depression, and then the result of people wanting to end it. And it's awful. In my travels toward Chicago, I saw these, they call them logistical warehouses. These are buildings about 400,000 square feet. 400,000 square feet. Acres and acres under roof. And these are buildings where these tractor trailers line up and they get loaded up. Goods come in, they get shipped out. And there were building after building after building after building after building for sale, for rent, for lease, just outside of Chicago, which tells me commerce is down. These are huge, huge buildings. You could put a bunch of Walmarts inside of these things. And it all indicates to me the decline of society, the hopelessness that we're facing, which is getting worse by the minute. And when we come back, can you help us with, is there a way that we can become more hopeful in real terms rather than like the Obama hope and change? Dr. Shealy, I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of your IRA-owned gold and silver. Learn how clients from 50 states and 31 countries have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's 844-MY-GOLD-2.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sheila's with us, and Don from Austin, you're on with Dr. Norman Sheila and me. Welcome.
Thank you. Wanted to add my two cents worth in here. Vincent, we had talked a while back. I don't know if you remember. I was a criminal investigator with the State Attorney General's Office and healthcare fraud, Medicaid fraud. And I think the last conversation we had, I was discussing the suicide of a 14-year-old girl. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Why don't you bring us all up to speed so if it's relevant to this discussion?
Well, yes and no. Earlier you were talking about children and how the medication and social inputs and seeing higher rates of suicide amongst children. I think Dr. Sheely, would you agree with that?
Yes, no question. Actually, at all ages, suicide rate increases with antidepressant drugs.
I mean, right, and to see a 14-year-old girl hang herself, just startled me to no end. And she was a friend of my son's. They went to school together. That's how I knew about it. But anyway, coming back to this, something, a lot of boys, we medicate boys more than we do girls. And I think, I think you made the comment that a teacher today, she's got her English master's in English, but I can't figure out where she got her degree in psychology and pharmacology to be able to tell me that my son is ADD and needs to be on really heavy-duty medication, all because she really doesn't want to have to deal with his energy in school. You know?
I agree. It's among the top nonsense in the country.
And
well, Don, just one thought there. Have you investigated how much electromagnetic radiation is within that school system? And is your child the only one who seems to be suffering from ADHD, what appears to be, hyperactive
The answer.
Activity?
We both know the answer. I haven't.
Is your child not suffering from hyperactivity when he or she is at home?
It wears down a bit. But even then, we've got all this electricity and everything around us. It bombards us, unless you, I guess, get a lead-lined house and have no electrical outlets in your house and don't do Wi-Fi and everything like that. It's around us everywhere, Vincent. Where I was going was we have these young boys getting into these video games, doing the first-person shooter, doing all this, and they get into this virtual world, and they live in this virtual world, and they're more comfortable and socially accepted in this virtual world than they are in the real world. In this virtual world, they can be a hero. They can be the rock star. They can be the superstar. They don't have to put the energy. They don't have to overcome any physical shortcomings to be the football star or to be the head warrior. And they live in this world and they get caught up in it. And I think what we have is a generation living in this virtual world, and they get to a point where they can't distinguish or they think that they can move their virtual world into the real world, that they can act like they do in the virtual world in the real world. What do you think, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I agree. The evidence is increasing and increasing and increasing that the use of these electronic gadgets really does change brain function.
Don, why don't you consider holding through the break? I've got some comments as well. There's a whole bunch of issues that surround the symptoms that you're describing. And I would relate the 1960s and 70s to today. We'll be right back.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shue is with us, and Don from Austin. I was talking about the virtual world versus the real world. And I've got a comment about that, Don. Back in the 1960s, 1970s, children had hobbies. They liked to do things.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Had chemistry set. We had chemistry sets. We had, we could buy an electronic set and we could have, you know, 50 in one projects that you could build with diodes and variable resistors and capacitors and things like that. And they were relatively inexpensive. Like for $10, $15, $20, $30, you could have something that would last years and provide an educational experience for years with these hobby type kits. You could buy a stereo amplifier or a monophonic amplifier or a preamplifier, and you could build these kits and learn how to solder. You could learn how to build a 1, 2, or 3 tube ham radio set. You could build an antenna. You could do all kinds of interesting educational things for very little money if you saved your money and you got a paper route or you had a part-time job after school. But we don't have very many part-time jobs after school. There is not the opportunity for young people to earn money after school. And let me submit to you a simple question that an employer might ask that I doubt very many young people could pass this test. Just a one-question test. Okay, so young man or young woman, I'd like to consider hiring you for this job. And it's a retail job. Okay? And a customer comes in and buys $3.31 worth of a sandwich, let's say. And he hands you a $5 bill and says to you, okay, but in the change, I'd like four quarters. What do you do? I submit to you that there are very few young people that could process that.
I understand totally. I'm 56 years old. So I grew up in the 50s and 70s, and I mowed yards. And now there are no yards to mow because everyone has a yard crew that shows up. And how do I put this politely? Half a dozen undocumented or, you know, guys jump out of a truck. 30 minutes later, your yard's done. They charge you $30 a month to show up a couple of times.
Well, it's $30 a month, that's all, really, because I know people who have it done, and it's closer to $200.
Whatever. I'm just saying, I don't know exactly.
Well, I used to mow lawns when I was growing up, and I charged $4 for an acre, okay? I provided the equipment, I provided the gasoline and all that, and I'm talking in the 1960s, it was $4, and it would take me hours with my own equipment, and I would charge $4, and I would trim, and I would mow an acre around a house. And
so
that was my first enterprise at about 12 years old. Literally.
Yeah.
And it worked. And then how did I do that? Well, one neighbor needed to have his lawn mowed, so I did it for him. And then another neighbor saw me and said, wow, can you do mine? And pretty soon I was doing the whole neighborhood. Well, these undocumented people, we can put them out of business if we want to. If we will undercut them and do a better job, we can put them out of business. But who wants to do that?
But see, I do, because I do my own. I was doing my own yard up until I started having some medical problems, and I started looking around, and I went to different parents saying, hey, your son's 13, 14, 15 years old. Does he want to make some money? What, doing what? I said, mowing and edging my yard. I got all the gear. He just shows up, does it. I'll pay him $20. Okay. And, cash on the barrel head. No takers. That's work. You gotta get out and sweat. Dude, kids don't want to do that. Kid can stay home. He doesn't. And sit in the air conditioning, play video games. And because of whatever, mom and dad supply everything.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Mom and dad are supplying everything. It's how about getting rid of those video games? Why did mom and dad buy those video games in the first place? Why did mom and dad buy a cell phone and a laptop and an iPad and all that stuff in the first place?
Get the kid out.
Let's take back our family. Let's say, you know what? We're not doing it. Wi-Fi, we're shutting it off. Okay? We're shutting off the Wi-Fi. No video games. We're actually going to do homework. We're going to eat as a family. And you know what? That yard needs to be mowed. So I'll tell you what. You're going to mow the yard. It's as simple as that. You're going to mow the yard. Dad needs to grow a set or take him out of his pocket and say, look, I'm in charge. I am the head of this household. Dads, you need to be the head of your household.
But you know what?
Hey, we have a democracy here at the Finelli Farm, but Dad is still the head of the household.
Okay?
We discuss it, and if there's a vote, it goes according to the democracy. As long as, I shouldn't even say this because Mrs. Finelli's listening. But you know, Dad wins. Now, if someone's got a better idea. And it's logical, we certainly do it that way. But most of the time, I get the big vote here at the Finelli Farm. And if I'm wrong, I'll tell you what, they tell me. They tell me I'm wrong, and we do it their way. But most of the time, but someone's got to be in charge. And how about it being Dad? Dad, grow a set. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm not talking about you, Don. I'm not talking about Dr. Shealy. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the dads who have not grown a set or taken them out of their pocket. They need to stand up and be the head of the household and make a decision. And if Junior isn't doing anything, let's light a fire under Junior and get him to do something. Because it's required. It's not optional. It's not, would you rather be in the air conditioning and play video games, or would you rather mow the lawn? I'd rather play video games. Tough. You're not going to do it, Junior. Get out there. Now, make sure you show them how to do it safely and all that. But, you know, we have to have responsibilities. We're all in this together as a family, and we either sink as a family or we survive as a family. Dr. Shealy?
I agree. You know? my kids would... It was me talking.
Dr. Shealy, what I did this summer, my son, 13, I said, this is your summer of pain. This is the summer you're going to learn to do things. Huh? And I said, yeah, you're going to learn how to change tire on a car. You're going to learn how to service the car. You're going to learn how to mow the yard. You're going to work with me on, I do gunsmithing. I said, you're going to work with me on the project and learn how to use a drill and learn what a box wrench is and what tools are and how to fix things and how to do things. And you're going to learn all this. Okay. And I'm going to bump your allowance up a bit because you're taking on more, but I'm not going to let you out into the world and you don't know how to do jack. Because I'll tell you what, I was walking the dog and there was some kids and they had a flat tire and the guy said, you know, hey, can you help me with this? And I'm like, what do you want me to do? And he goes, well, I don't know how to change the flat. And I said, well, you need to call your dad and have him come out here and show you how to change the flat. They wanted me to change the flat in their car because they didn't know how to do it.
Well, I submit to you that there are a lot of things that they don't know how to do, including change the oil on their vehicle.
You know what? Younger dads, here's what's scary. Some of these younger dads in their 20s and stuff, they don't know how to do this stuff either because...
Right.
No one showed them. And, you know, I've had to grab neighbors by the nape of the neck and say, look, if you cut this yard any shorter, it's going to be nothing but scorched earth by midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're doing out here? You know?
I got called into Dean of Students' office at the university. Our daughter, started college at 14. And he thought that I was absolutely a cruel parent. And he said, I understand that your daughter signed a contract with you about operating a vehicle. And I said, that's right. And so he wanted to know why I made her do all of her own maintenance on the vehicle that she was using. She had an S10 Chevy Blazer. And if it needed brakes, she had to put them on. And the contract was about 21 items. And it said that in order to use this vehicle, before getting in it, she had to do a visual inspection. So if it were in a parking lot, she would walk around the vehicle, look at the tires to see if any of them were flat. Look and see if there were any leaks of any fluids under the vehicle or around the vehicle that might cause her to have a failure on the way home, a 20-something mile ride on the way home. Okay, look in the vehicle and make sure no one was in the back seat. You know, no one broke in. Make sure that the vehicle had the windows washed inside and out at least once a week. No passengers other than family members in the vehicle. Radio off while operating the vehicle. Headlights on while operating the vehicle. And so the list was 20 items long. She signed it and I signed it. And the dean of students at the university thought this was outrageous, making her do all these things. Like, even though the tire was perfectly good, jacking up the car and learning how to change the tire and inflate the tire and add refrigerant to the air conditioning system. Getting dirty and grimy, doing all this stuff. I was accused of being a cruel parent. And I said, you know what? I didn't get a manual with this child. I'm learning how to do it. And by the way, she's our child.
You want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for winner today's hot.
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Norman Chile is with us, and Don in Austin, I guess you realized you hit one of my buttons with young people experiencing virtual reality instead of being here on the planet with us, and I'm seeing too much of it. I'm seeing young children not eating with the family, not participating in chores, not pulling their weight, and it's going to get worse. Is there anything else that you'd like to say quickly, because we've got John from Chicago on hold?
I think I've taken you've given me a generous amount of time, and I know your time's short right now, so let me just say adios, and we'll chat again.
Don, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Don.
Being with us. And we've got John from Chicago. Welcome, John. You're on with Dr.
Hey,
Norman
Sheila
and me. We're well. We are well. How can we
All
help
right.
you?
Well, no, I just wanted to lend to the discussion about the virtual reality. I have boys that are 14, 13, and 10. I have a nephew who's 27. He's handicapped. He grew up in a really bad home with my sister. He played a lot of those Call of Duty games and things like that, but, you know, he did go on to get a master's degree in finance from Marquette University. You know, you're tempering your comments right. I mean, sometimes you sound like you're the ultra-Christian going, get all the technology out of the house, because, you know, but you're also saying, you know, have a balance. I mean, I take my boys fishing. If 3 inches of snow falls out here in Chicago, they're motivated by greed. They'll grab shovels and go door to door because somebody will throw $20-$40 at them to do their driveway just because maybe they're lazy, you know, or when the leaves fall. I mean, they'll run out of money. Now, what they do with that money, one of my oldest son, he doesn't really want to spend it. He wants to have it in his wallet. But the 13-year-old, he'll go out and buy another video game. But the video games, I do iRacing, which is virtual racing online. They put a lot of money into it. These are laser scanned tracks. NASCAR drivers, IndyCar drivers have accounts. They put a lot of money into it. They're Formula One, IndyCar, NASCAR. You can learn a lot of things from it, but it also encourages competition. And my boys and myself, I mean, you'll learn that. What is it going to take me to beat this guy? Doesn't matter if you're in the science technology program in high school or whatever it is. It does encourage competition. Yeah, you can sit there. You can hear the foul language. You can get in an argument with somebody online while you're playing the virtual reality games. That's on other people's maturity. But, you know, I'm just saying have it in a balance. You know what I mean?
Well, I sort of know what you mean, but I'd much rather see one of your children have a chemistry set or an electronic set and learn how Ohm's law works and learn how electricity works rather than being exposed to foul language, foul mouth individuals. As if you notice that we don't have too much of that around here, because when someone doesn't seem to be able to communicate without profanity, they're not on the air with us. How about that?
Well, I argue with my nephew. My nephew has a master's degree. He works for one of the big four accounting firms. Now, I talked to him for years about the Ron Paul stuff. When he graduated college, I gave him 5 ounces of silver. I mean, he went to the Chicago Federal Reserve and he gave a presentation as part of one of his projects to get to his bachelor's degree. But, you know, he'll sit there and we'll banter back and forth, and he'll go, well, in reality, this is how the world works. And I'm like, well, look, buddy, you do tax for big, giant corporations, and you have people on the IRS chain that eat smaller people on the IRS chain. It's a rigged system. They pick winners and losers in the market. And we get in real heated debates, and I tell them, I go, the whole Federal Reserve System is flawed. You know?
You're right. But, Dr. Shealy? Yeah. Final comments?
All right. Absolutely. The Federal Reserve sucks, among other things.
All right. Take care, guys.
Hey,
watch out for those potholes in Chicago, John. There are plenty of them. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your wisdom and solutions.
Thanks.
And, you know, I talked with our student about your suggestion of vitamin C and allergies, and he's taking it to heart, and he will do it. So thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.